Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Phone number for you, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673.
Serious business, Mike. Serious.
Serious business. Rob does the solicitations, and they work for us on
Wide Open
Wednesday. And the app, by the way, is killing because people are using the app to call us. And later in the show, I will be discussing another ongoing battle with technology.
Oh,
I went to war with technology. The Apple, is it called the double verification?
Oh, two-step verification.
Same
difference.
They call it two-step. It has to do with bluegrass music, I think, when you do the two-step. It. Really, you don't care for it?
Hey, Apple, lick it.
No, they've got your best interest in mind.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks. Let's go to Nate in Maryland. Nate, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. I'm calling it through the app. Thought you'd like to know that.
Yeah, we do, Nate.
We like to know that because we're really thrilled with the volume of people that are calling using the app, the live app, the Mike O'Mara Show, recording live and live right now on our app on your phone. You can listen to the show every day, just like it's your radio show you're listening to, and you can also listen to us on the great radio stations we're on, and also listen to TMOS all day long on the brand new app. Nate, what can we do for you?
Well, Mike, I actually have something I can do for you. I want to give you a couple video game recommendations. I'm a Beasters, Doctors, no, man, one of the Overwatch guys.
You're an Overwatch guy?
Yeah, it's Beasters, man.
Oh, Beasters! Oh. Beasters is a good man. He just got his appendix out. We play online. He listens to the show.
Beasters. Okay, so Overwatch, Oscar's obsessed with it. I am a solo player on Far Cry, and I will be honest with you, I'm at the end of my rope with Far Cry because it's too hard to get to anything more. And I on the last Far Cry, I had beautiful women that I was competing for their favors, and I had this amazing last challenge that I had to accomplish. Pony, you will verify that with this incarnation of Far Cry, you just kind of limp to the finish line. There's the Overwatch.
Yeah, and then you're just stuck kind of running around shooting people, and that's
it's
all
terrible.
You have left.
Mike, you know what?
Far Cry. You suck. You suck, Far Cry.
Here's something you're going to love. We interviewed a new intern that will be coming on this summer. His name is James, and one of the reasons he wants so badly to be involved, he's a gamer. He wants to game with you.
Put him in the chair next to Mac. We'll look forward to that. Nate, what are your recommendations? I'm looking forward to hearing them.
So I got three quick ones for you. I'm going to try to keep the nerdiness down. There is a new Far Cry that had come out earlier in the year called Far Cry Primal.
People have recommended to me. What do you think? What is your opinion of Far Cry Primal?
Knowing you, man, there's not enough guns for you to really kind of... You're looking for that Far Cry 6, that's going to be the next best thing. If you're really into the guns and the kind of somewhat realistic, there's an Art Deco type game called Bioshock, which obviously feels...
Yeah, Bioshock's a lot of fun.
You
feel like that.
How do you feel,
Bioshock,
Mike, when someone calls with a recommendation and says, well, knowing you, you won't like it?
Let me just, that's kind of hurtful, isn't it? I think I'm familiar with Bioshock. I think I've played it maybe once or twice. Mm. It's a little more futuristic than I like. I like the real deal, but then again, I'm also a little bored with Far Cry because it's not allowing me to, you know, see enough vehicles and do enough different things, do crazy, kooky poses.
Yeah, look, Beasters, you're flaming out and you're ruining the show.
Okay, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Thank you.
That went well.
See you online.
Justin, also from the great state of Maryland. Go ahead, Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Justin, I was going to answer you with your polite question, and then you went on. But
he didn't want an answer, Mike. He didn't want an answer.
Now stop it. There's no need. Now, Oscar turned on the first caller. We don't need you to turn on the second one.
I'm not turning
Justin,
on this guy.
Justin, you have the floor. It's all you.
I'm just wondering why, Mike, you never talked about how you went up to Boston to see your Red Sox play on Monday night. I mean, it was all over the news.
Are you talking about the slurs that I was railing against online yesterday? Is that what you were talking about?
Uh-huh.
Funny. we're off to a rousing start.
Yeah. Pretty glad I turned on him.
It's a great unwashed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Let's go to Utah, Salt Lake City. Joel, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning. This week's purchase from Amazon.com, a Bubble Magnus SP1000 skimmer pump.
Woo! Oh, wow. What is the Bubble Magnus SP1000 skimmer pump with something that got me through college, my immediate recall? What is that, Joel?
I have a 100-gallon aquarium. It's a reef tank, and it's for my protein skimmer.
Ooh.
Is this Joel Rogers?
Yes, it is. I'm in the middle of a solid.
Joel, you call every week. Tonight. Joel,
how is P1 of P1s?
Joel, how is your allergic reaction to penicillin?
I'm actually back at work. I went from Detroit to Amsterdam. Yesterday came to Salt Lake, and then I'm on the 3 o'clock flight back to Amsterdam tonight, and then back to Detroit.
And so, his aquarium has never been cleaner.
If you fly on Joel's plane, the pilot, the passengers might hear something like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. That was not rough air. I was just itching.
You've seen the Facebook pictures.
Yeah. I've seen them, Joel. Stay safe and enjoy your aquarium, and we appreciate all the support.
Thank you.
And I love, Joel, I love your posts all over the world, the posts of your training and your airplanes and your travel the world. You lead an interesting life, and I like you sharing with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
God bless. Thank you. That's Joel Rogers, everybody. Moving right along, let's go to Gus from Augusta. Is that Augusta, Maine, or Augusta, Georgia?
Bethesda, Maryland. How about that?
Oh, Bethesda.
Who's running the phones today? Who's the young man with good hearing that's running
Dan
the phones?
O'Brien, and he appreciates any feedback.
He's from New Jersey.
Yes, he is.
Dan, Augusta is not Bethesda. Listen to learn. Learn to listen. Go ahead, Gus from Bethesda.
Hey, Mike, it's Gus. I sent... sent you guys a Ken Beatrice mug. I do have one more.
Oh, my God.
If you really want one, Mike, I know that it broke your heart.
You know what? Gus, I'll be honest with you. I'd actually take that. That would be an homage to a man that I impersonated for a long time. And let me tell you, back in the day, doing the old radio show, there was nothing I liked better than a local impersonation because they were obscure and they were our own and we loved them. And Ken Beatrice for years, we all went out and saw Ken Beatrice one night when he was at
Pettibones Barbecue joint in Oakton, Virginia.
We went to Pettibones, which is now what Famous Dave's still there, right?
Probably. I believe so, yes.
I think that's what it is. Please Pettibones. Send that along. I would love that, Gus. I really would.
Well, that's good. I know that, Rob, I hope you're enjoying yours.
Yes, I drink shakes out of it.
Okay, thank you. Gus, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. These are interesting calls. Ben from San Francisco, you're on the air. Hi, Ben.
I can't believe you didn't put that two and two together. That's the intro I get.
Oh, is this
your
Ben O'Mara?
Family member.
Oh, my God. Well, Ben, no. Ben, you know, I know this. By the way, welcome to the O'Mara ego, ladies and gentlemen.
That's all I get when I call your radio show?
I'm named Ben, and I'm from San Francisco, a major metropolitan area. How could you know it wasn't a Ben O'Mara? Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Can we take a pause?
First time I've been up this early, so
this is wonderful. Let's put our hands together for I call him my nephew. It's like he's second cousin, first cousin. Yeah. I don't know what it is. But he's my nephew. That's what he calls me, Uncle Mike. I call him his nephew. My nephew Ben is getting married, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I have a question.
You haven't broken it off, have you, Ben? You haven't broken that off.
I haven't actually. I didn't time this on purpose, but I actually leave for my bachelor party tomorrow morning, so I figure there's no better family member to send me off to that weekend.
Good Lord. All right, I want to know all the details, Ben O'Mara. I want to know exactly, where is it? Vegas? Tell me it's Vegas.
It's not Vegas, but it's Austin, Texas on Cinco de Mayo.
Ooh,
that's a party town.
Nice.
That's a party town.
Austin.
Now, Ben's a bit of a world traveler, so Ben knows what, you know. Ben, will you, is it okay if you explain, you put like pretty cool videos up online every once in a while with the company you work for. Can you tell people what you do? Because I think it's kind of neat.
Sure. Give me a little plug.
Now, are you up early or just up late?
Yeah. Pick up the pace, Ben.
If I call you guys tomorrow, it'll be the opposite.
Okay. Okay.
He's excited. He's excited. Ben's video, your videos are always like you're on a Pacific island and a bunch of incredibly fit people are like surfing and then you're all hanging around a campfire, you know, singing and doing. And, I mean, it's just
question is why am I there? Because I certainly don't fit any of those.
I'm just curious about that. I'm curious. So do you want to plug your business or do you want to keep it a secret?
It's an online magazine and storefront for guys.
Huckberry rules.
Yeah.
Huckberry. So
Oscar would like the advertising. Oscar would like you to advertise.
Yeah, so I'd like free goods and services.
Like a deal.
Yes, thank you.
I can give you the free goods.
Yeah, give Oscar free stuff because nothing on there will fit my right thigh. That's the way that goes.
Send Uncle Mike a Huckberry hat.
I still find Ted Christmas presents and birthday presents, so there's got to be something.
That's awesome. Uncle Ted. You know what? Let me ask you this. Are you going to be making it up to Maine at all this summer?
I'm hoping to. That was part of the reason why I called, is I don't know if I'm going to make it to Maine, so I better get as much time with you as I can, whether it's through the radio show or...
Ben, you know this, and you know this for a fact. You are the only family member that would ever voluntarily call into this program. You know that.
Absolutely.
Kathy's a ham. My sister Kathy's a ham, and she'll be on grudgingly when I want her to talk about something, but very, very rarely. Well, you know you've always got a place to stay when you come up there. Come up and say hi.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
And have
you know, you're the only reason why I make the trip up to Maine to San Francisco. So we
I appreciate that, pal. I appreciate that. You know, and one thing I just want to say, look, it's a bachelor party, so this is obviously, we're talking Wednesday. This is going to be a week-long or a half a week of festivities. Just pace yourself, young man. Pace yourself.
Have a great trip, man.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
I'll give you guys a full detailed report. I appreciate it. You guys,
call us next week. Call us
in the mail for all of you.
Call us next week, Huckberry. Call us with the details. We'd like to hear about it, okay?
If I'm not in the jail, still down in Texas, I will do my
okay.
best.
Okay.
Wow.
Thanks, Ben. Love you.
So
take
much
care.
Fun.
That's my nephew, Ben.
That's Ben from San Francisco.
Ben from San Francisco. oh, my God. Where has the time gone? All right. Dan O'Brien, get on the line. Tell these people to be patient and wait because we actually should start the show.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's more than my nephew. It's more than me. It's more than Apple. It's really all about you, and we're taking your phone calls. So that's it. Now, why are you chuckling at me? What?
Because
I've sort of lost my place.
Yeah, it sounded like you were setting up the mailbag. Yeah, I didn't have it.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Are you shook that a family member actually took the time to call the show?
Yeah.
I always like to think when I get a family member on, have I been given them enough time? Have I been polite? And then I also think after that kind of a call, what to say to you guys.
You were a 10, Mike. You were a 10.
It was great.
Thank you. Thank
you were a 10, and he was polite in and out.
And I set up the mailbag at the end. So for both of you, it's come to me what I can say. Both of you. Thank you very much. Start the show, Rob. Oh, that's
it's
great.
The Michael
hold it, hold it,
show.
Hold it, hold it, hold it.
Hey,
don't look at me.
I
like
made a
I'm
mistake. I made
here.
A mistake too. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay. Great.
Now
okay.
I'm due.
See, when I screw up, I like to be the one that screws up.
Yes.
That's what I just like it to be just me.
Mike, the lines are locked. They didn't screw up. The phones are locked.
I'm going to take another flight of calls here.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Then we'll figure it out again. Hello, Jim, in Portland. How long does it take to learn the board? Just out of curiosity. Rob Spiewak,
Mike,
how long?
Apparently,
really,
it's
how long
ongoing. 25 plus years, because I screwed up again today.
Well, how long does it take to know when a volume level that you're going to go to only one button you're going to push and that the volume level isn't there?
It was faded down because Rob. I faded. Hey, don't you start with me, caller? Don't you start with me? You can't win.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim. What were you going to say, Jim? This is what I live with sometimes, you know.
I understand that. I'm actually calling this because it's kind of a time machine for me.
Oh, this will be great.
Right now,
don't interrupt.
Portland right now, I've got to go to my liquor store that I own at the Oregon Coast, Rob.
Ooh.
So I'm just calling myself right now to remind me to get gas. So when I actually listen to this later on.
He's calling to remind himself to get gas because he's going to listen later.
Oh,
that
God.
Is a, hey, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Tell Rob to take it to commercial because you're the last call during this segment. Fantastic.
Rob, can you do this one job for me, please?
Hey, here's another reminder for you, Jim.
No, you hit the sound, but you have to be witty.
Because he's after me. Let me at least reply. Jesus while you're getting Christ. Gas, please remind yourself, enjoy a cigarette. Okay? Right. I'd like that.
Not as funny as the caller. Go ahead. Now hit the thing.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
A naked blonde walks into a bar with a poodle under one arm and a 2-foot salami under the other. She lays the poodle on the table. Bartender says, I suppose you won't be needing a drink. Naked lady says,
Jesus Christ almighty! What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it. What is that? What is that? What is that noise?
What noise?
Really, sir, there wasn't any noise. That noise? Was that the noise that you're talking about?
No, it wasn't. Now, I may not have caught you in the act this time, but you can bet I will. You make book on that, Missy. And you, I will not be made a fool of.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. With Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Fiber Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We're doing Wide Open Wednesday, taking your phone calls. Lots of you standing by. We're online and on air, and we're on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. I've got my beautiful flowers that my wife got. They're sitting out there on the dining room table. They are beautiful. You know, being a mom can be a thankless job. 364 days a year, moms have to do everything, and they never feel the love in return. So thank goodness Mother's Day gives you rubes a chance to show your appreciation. Send your mom flowers. You know she's going to love them. There's not a mom out there that's not going to love the flowers from Pro Flowers. She has earned it. When you send the 100 blooms for mom bouquet from Pro Flowers this Mother's Day, you'll make a dazzling impression. It comes with a free glass vase, and it's just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. That is an incredible deal. And if you really want to make a statement, you can upgrade to a premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. Choose the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers are guaranteed to arrive fresh and beautiful. I used to choose to get my flowers delivered to my mom-o a little early so I'd get the first credit in the family.
There you go.
Anyway, they stay that way. They stay fresh for at least 7 days of your money back. Did you know that about Pro Flowers? Well, now you do. Mom loves Pro Flowers. She loves fresh flowers. So don't forget, all of the moms in your life this Mother's Day, the only way to get 100 blooms for mom with a free glass vase starting at $19.99 is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's proflowers.com and the code TMOS. When you click the mic, this stunning bouquet sells out fast. I didn't know that.
That's new.
That's new from Pro Flowers. This sells out. Please make sure you do it. Get the Pro Flowers and do it today. It is Wide Open Wednesday. Okay.
Yes.
So are we ready now? We ready for
chop.
the second break of the
second
show.
Flight.
You want to breathe through your nose?
Second wave.
Out through your mouth. You ready? Do you have enough caffeine in you?
I do.
Are we wakey wakey?
Yes, of course we are.
Ready to go. Okay, let's dive in. Let's dive into the phones. We are loaded. Don Trell from D.C., you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Go.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to congratulate you on the app. I got the push notification when you guys went live right through to my Android watch, and I think that was awesome.
Here's what I love about our listening audience. We so need that feedback to make sure, because ultimately You can test, but the way we do it, you know, we have to actually try it in real time to make sure everything. So Oscar actually just delights when you share that, Dontrell.
Yes,
that
thank is, you so much, Dontrell.
That's great. Very feedback. Cool. We truly appreciate it. And spread the word about our show.
Yes.
Remind everybody in D.C.
Absolutely.
That we are on. We appreciate that. That is a wonderful call. I love that. Let's go to John from Tampa. John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'll tell you, one of the best things about sitting on hold is I get to listen to the swears.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I get to hear the swears.
Yeah, unbleeped.
Yeah, unbleeped live.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of the advantages to being on the live app.
Yeah.
Maybe something I ought to be more mindful of in the future, just to make sure. See, sometimes a choice F word, though, kind of flows.
Mike, you don't
nicely.
Abuse it.
No.
You don't abuse it.
No.
I know. I thought when the guys all made the move, a lot of people in our business made the move to Sirius, I thought a lot of people on Sirius kind of swore for swearing's sake.
I agree.
And I didn't like that. In fact, and I always thought that when the Don and Mike show was being considered for that kind of a move,
right,
that it was just going to be... It was going to be difficult because we painted with profanity off air like nobody's business.
The best.
We did it all the time.
But it was John, never forced, and when you use it now, yeah. It's like a seasoning. It's
exactly.
Not like the entree. It's just, you know, yeah. A little bit of that to enhance the flavor.
But I have to be more mindful of it in my personal life, too, with my little guy. John, thank you for the call. I have to be mindful of the fact that I, you know, in car. I'll tell the story now because I'll forget it if I don't.
Okay.
I didn't put it in the show prep. And how I did not put this in my show prep the whole week, maybe I'm blocking it. I walk into my kid's school to pick him up, and his one of his two teachers, Tammy. Tammy takes me aside, and these girls are so terrific. These women, they are wonderful, wonderful teachers. When you have little ones that go to school, you gain an appreciation for just how quality these people are that deal with these little rugrats all day long. And listen, they're adorable. They're 3-year-olds, but it's still in a room for 5 hours with what amounts to mental patients.
Sure.
Okay? So they're there all day. She takes me aside and she said, "We're having story time," or it might be called circle time, quiet time.
Yes.
And I don't know what they're doing. They're making crafts, but it's quiet. It's when we all are quiet. And I think these teachers need that moment during the day.
Yeah.
So they're in this little circle and they're all doing whatever they're doing, either getting read a book or they're doing a craft. And Michael says, "You know what my daddy says more than any other word?" And
no.
And Tammy says, "What, Michael?" And he says, "Damn it."
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So proud.
You know what, Mike? So in many proud. Ways, though, having known you as long as I have, you kind of dodged a bullet there.
Yes, I probably
could have been a lot worse.
The damn it is a sweet one.
Yeah, that is
sweet.
Yeah, but he's still they're not.
Mom say damn it.
Yeah.
And you didn't say God damn it.
We have intern Adrian who is checking in right now.
Oh boy,
Adrian, where are you calling from, my boy?
I am calling from beautiful Leadville, Colorado, 10,000 feet up in the air, Mike.
You know what? This right now is that Oscar's smiling because he's, and you guys, this is like we got a Zoolander, right?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you know already? You don't call in on the show if you when you go all the way out for your fun,
yeah.
Unless you're all there.
You really
Adrian,
love the show.
Are you having a good time out in Colorado?
I'm having a blast, except I don't know if it's the altitude or the allergies, but something here is making me feel awful, because I would yawn or just get out of bed, and I'd be out of breath already.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well,
that's weird with your athletic lifestyle.
Yeah, it might be the THC. I know that I have had moments where I've gone through the Denver airport where I get kind of logy, I get a headache, and I don't feel good, and the altitude. It
takes some getting used to. Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah, but... what are your plans for today, Adrian? What are you going to be doing?
For today, hopefully the snow dies down. We're actually here for a very personal reason. Hopefully I can mention it. My friend's father passed away. And we're
I'm sorry to hear that. I thought you were going out there to go
get
to a
high.
Medical marijuana distribution center.
That's the end of the week. Yeah, I mean, that's the end of the week, Mike.
Okay, the end of the week.
Okay.
Well, give our very best to your friend, and we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I just hung up on our intern. Let's go to Sean from Philadelphia. Sean, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's in the bag, my brothers?
Hi, Pat Neely.
How are you? Somebody, did you see somebody post? There's some photoshopping going on with Family Dollar.
Yeah.
But I believe it may have been somebody put Family Dollar suppository.
I think those are real. I think those are real. And you know what I love is not the Photoshop. Don't get too clever, folks. I've seen about a half dozen people that just have pictures of people that have shopped at Family Dollar and they have the bag. Right. And they just take a picture of someone with a Family Dollar bag. That's my favorite because what is in that bag, my brother?
And the best Photoshop got me hook, line, and sinker when somebody actually put Prooms.
Yes.
And like it was a legitimate product. And I'm like, oh, there is a product called Prooms. He did not get that wrong. When in fact, there is no such thing.
No,
he turned prunes into Prooms.
Yeah.
Which was the
Family Gourmet Prooms.
Prooms.
That's right.
Sean, what can we do for you?
I was calling to let you know that I have been using the app to call you today.
Oh, good. Thank you, Sean. Well good done. Stuff. Well done. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm not reading my texture subscription with TMOS code.
Oh, look at this guy.
Good.
Look at this guy.
It's awesome.
But
we appreciate
it. I actually have a day off today.
Oh, good.
So rarely do I get a day off on Wide Open Wednesday. And I just wanted to show my appreciation for you. Oh, and I wanted to let you know, this weekend on Sunday, there's a 10-mile run in Philly called Broad Street Run. And it was a rough training, but I'm ready to go, and I wanted to let you know that you will be joining me for at least an hour and a half of that.
Oh, that's awesome. Good man. Now, is this a marathon, half marathon, 5K? What kind of run is this?
It is a 10-mile run.
Oh, a 10-mile run.
Good. That's awesome. Well, good. I mean, I got my $19 Amazon headphones yesterday, my wireless headphones yesterday, so I can take them on my walk. So enjoy the show, and listening to a podcast when you're working out like that is one of the greatest things. Try walking and just listening to like birds and nature and stuff.
Boo!
Like,
boo, so nature.
Bring us with you. Let's go to Maya. Maya from UC Davis. How are you, Maya?
Hi, I'm good today.
Oh, that's good. Were you bad yesterday?
No, actually just in school, which is terrible. But
what are you majoring? What are you majoring in, Maya?
Animal science.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. The Lord's work.
Well, you fit right in here, huh? Yeah, oh, super. Super. Oh, look into the breakfast flakes. Anyway, what can we do for you, Maya?
I'm just calling to say I'm a second-generation TMOS listener. You guys have been listening in my car since I was a little kid. My dad
awesome.
Having you guys on.
Oh, that
and
is
I
so
just
neat.
Started being a listener last year when I started again listening to you guys while I was running, actually. And thanks for being on.
Oh, that's so nice, Mike.
Can I ask you, this is Mike to you, okay, Maya? I'm speaking directly to you here because I am the elder statesman of the show, and I'm constantly berated and attacked for my age because my partner's, not so much Rob, but Oscar's a bit of an ageist. And so, you know, when he attacks me for my, you know, being out of touch, how do I do as a 57-year-old man, a man old enough to be your father, how do I do? Am I doing okay, Maya? Am I hanging in there?
You do all right. Actually, my dad will sometimes come to me and say, well, did you hear about this kind of like new pop culture thing? I'm like, did you hear that from TMOS? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
You keep him up to date.
Oh, well, good. See, that makes me feel
there
good,
go.
Maya. God
there
bless you. And good luck with the animal husbandry or whatever you're studying at school. That's terrific. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maya.
Okay, all right.
I just didn't know.
Did she roll her eyes and kind of give me a dirty look at the end of that call?
There was a backhanded compliment there is that you keep her dad up to date.
Yes.
Not her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I bring something up to my kids. It's like, hey, they've got this fantastic new app, Instagram. And my daughters go, blah! Old man.
I had a funny moment with Robert yesterday. I said, Robert, you need to put the vacuum away. He said, okay, but you got to like my Instagram post. I said, are we doing this? Is
Modern
this how this is working? So I
Modern
liked it.
Technology.
And the vacuum got put away.
We go to Dave in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, home of the enemy currently
Ooh.
For me. Are you a member of the Pens tribe up there, Dave?
I am.
Uh-huh,
sorry to say that, Mike.
That's okay. It's that's the way it is. That's the way. And tonight, will you be in front of your telly watching the battle in the second round of the NHL playoffs?
I'll be in my full uniform, my friend.
Sorry about that. Oh, sorry about that concussion.
Yeah, that sucks. Sorry about.
I guess Alexander Ovechkin taking quite a beating in the Pittsburgh press over that concussion. They're really not paying attention to Niskanen as much as Ovi. Do you think we're going to have some super nasty stuff go on at that game tonight?
I'm expecting a good fight. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too. I think there's going to be. You don't get it in the playoffs very often.
Do the Pens have a violent reputation?
It's the NHL, so everybody's got violent reputation. But the fact is, playoff hockey, by and large, does not have the fisticuffs. But, you know, there's a lot of rabble-rousing in the Pittsburgh media about the Caps headhunting and dirty play. Mm-hmm. And, look, everybody's got their players that pull that kind of crap once in a while. But we'll have to see. But
if you can't win them, beat them.
That's right.
Yes.
Can't win them, beat them. So game three tonight. Game four tonight. And I'm very, very excited that it's Caps playoff hockey. My abusive girlfriend with me again.
She's back.
Good luck,
She's
Dave. So I wish hot. You the I wish you the very best of luck. No. Thanks, Dave. Dave didn't. These calls are ending weird today. I'm not sure whether it's.
Yeah, because
he's got that Pittsburgh personality.
Yeah, the guy was like, oh, whatever, man.
Let's go to Melissa. Melissa is in Portland, Oregon. Hello, Melissa.
Hi. It's nice to speak with you this morning. It's about 6:30 my time.
Oh, you're in bed.
Love all our early callers this morning, people getting up early. Are you using the app this morning, Melissa?
I am, and I actually had to pull an all-nighter for work. So the reason I wanted to call you is I used the TMOS Live app all night long, so it was great. And it kept me awake and kept me laughing.
What do you do for a living?
I work with healthcare data, and I manage a team, and it's very busy. So
yeah, big data is the new oil, Mike.
Sure.
Yeah, big data. Well, you know, Melissa, God bless you. And I know your name, Melissa Booker, and you are you're a P1, and we know that name, and I've known that name for a good long time. I know you've been supporting the show for a very, very long time.
Well, I appreciate that. And I also wanted to let you know that I am going to be speaking at the Baseball Hall of Fame in May. And in my presentation, which will be in the Hall of Fame archives, I've got to thank you to you guys for all of your support.
That is so awesome. Whoa. Can you give us any more detail about that? That's interesting to me.
So it's the Baseball Symposium at the Hall of Fame, and it's on culture in baseball, so it's nothing statistic related. Normally when I do a presentation, I focus on statistics or some type of statistic connection to the Society for American Baseball Research. But this presentation is on baseball and culture, and I'll be doing a presentation about how baseball was the first social network and how baseball unites people, but it also can tear people apart, cause frustration. The example in Boston the other night is a really good one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll be speaking on diversity to the Boston Hall of Fame to get up there and take care of them. That is that's so embarrassing. And that rap, we fought that forever. I mean, 12 years after Jackie Robinson, I think it was, that the Red Sox actually were maybe the last team to integrate. And, it's terrible. And they got to look, I understand some guy on a thread that when I posted some negativity about this particular incident, somebody actually said, you're a First Amendment guy, freedom of speech. No, freedom of speech is not. Hate speech doesn't count.
Right.
Hate speech, if you're going to hate on somebody. And by the way, when you go into a ballpark and you have a ticket, as many, many people, smart thinking people pointed out, you're in a private venue. It's just like when I owned a bar. You don't have a right to go in there and do whatever you want. You have to do what I tell you to do. And on the back of that ticket, they'll clamp down on it. There's no place in it. There's absolutely no place in it. There's always been an attitude.
That.
Yeah, we're past that, and it's time to throw somebody out. And the real simple solution: you get caught heckling something like that at a player, you're out, and you're out for life. You never come back to Fenway. That's it. Bye bye. Yeah. Go be a bigot on your own time.
And I think it's also important to note that one of the things we forget due to social media is that baseball players are people, right? Just like broadcasters are. So when you start attacking people. I mean, nobody attacks me at my day job. Why is it okay for me to attack a baseball player, a hockey player? That's just not cool, right?
I think it's important, Melissa. You're absolutely right, and it's important to point out that baseball players are people. Also, so are radio personalities. Program directors are not.
Yes,
program directors of radio stations are not human, Melissa. I want to make sure you know that before you speak of the Hall of Fame. Okay, my dear.
I will.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank
go
you.
Back to work.
Thank you.
Have to
work
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We appreciate that. More calls standing by. You are listening to Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody. Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cake for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom. And thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint, the place for any custom products. And they are all about supporting small business owners. Whatever you need, postcards, banners, flyers, apparel, Vistaprint can make it happen. But this one Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. 500 business cards, just $9.99. When you enter promo code TMOS at checkout, 500 cards for under $10. Rob's got another one today. And by the way, send your cards to Rob. You're doing a great job
yes.
with this. Every yep. time we do a Vistaprint commercial, you may get your card shown on the Mike O'Mara Show. P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Send Rob your cards. We appreciate it.
This is a really cool, and this is not even a business card. This is a sort of a calling card for someone who owns a boat. Because I guess boat people, when they talk, they say, well, what kind of boat do you have? Well, this is Bill and Karen Gregory. They own a 1986 32-foot Vancouver called the
Ooh.
Rincewind, and they've got a picture of it right on the card. Ooh. And so you ask them about their boat. I'm sorry, I guess their yacht. You can slop the card, and they've got a quote about the boat on the back. It's very, very cool.
Let me see
Just
that.
Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, Ooh. And you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Be like all of us. Create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. We appreciate it. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards for $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com and use TMOS. Don't wait. Order yours today, ladies and gentlemen. Do you want to do the berries winner now? Do you want to give our Sherry's berries away?
I just want to make sure you had it. I mean, it's anywhere you can drop it in the show. It should take just a moment. It's a very funny letter today, though.
Okay, so we're giving away Sherry's berries. Bring me up to speed on this, because there's so much going on this time of year with Mother's Day.
Sure.
I forget. So what is the current contest?
There is a post, actually, a thread, an ongoing thread on our Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page. You can still enter. You have to explain why you are a slacker child, and if you are chosen as the best slacker child, we will call your mom and give her Sherry's berries to make up for the fact that you were a loser for the better part of your life.
So do we share the letter with mom, or do I
you read the letter and then we call mom?
All right, let's read the letter. Why you were a slacker child. This is our Sherry's Berries winner today. When I was in high school, I skipped a lot of classes and usually got caught. My mom was a school lunch lady.
Oh,
that had to be tough.
Yes.
And they used to bring me down to the cafeteria when I got busted. I imagine that was pleasant for all of her coworkers to see how much of a slacker student I was. Later, she would catch me breaking up a quarter ounce of pot and would tell me not to make a career of it. God. After 22 years, I'm still trying to make up for all of that nonsense, and that's not even the worst stuff. Ugh. Thanks. Now I feel rotten. After I wrote that I started feeling really horrible, I was going to call my mom, but I forgot. And this is Rob Reif.
Yeah, so let's call Mother Reif.
Rob Reif-er.
No, just Reif, I believe.
We're calling Mother Reif.
Yes.
We're going to call her and give her some berries because she deserves
them. Hi, this is June. I can't take your call right now.
What are the rules for engagement there?
Rules of engagement.
We leave a message?
We leave a message. She gets her berries. She's been through lots.
Okay.
All right. Let me give her a call back then. I apologize. I thought we were going to dump her. I hung up on her mic. You know me. I like to not give people things.
I understand.
Oscar hates motherhood. Oscar right. hates everything. He did like the part about the quarter ounce of pot, though.
Yeah, but the mother doesn't even know this is happening, so the fact that we're getting an answering machine from her, that we can't use the same rules we use for our other comedy.
No, you're right. I got to run a looser ship sometimes.
I think what we should do is we should leave her a message.
Hi, this is June. I can't take your call right now.
She sounds pleasant.
And I'll get
she
back does. To you.
She's a lunch lady.
Let's wait for the beep.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Mom. Hey, Mama Reef. This is Mike O'Mara from The Mike O'Mara Show congratulating you and letting you know that you've won Sherry's Berries to make up for your slacker son. Remember, to get delicious Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99, visit berries.com. I didn't realize the commercial would be included.
Yes.
Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, Mom, and use the code TMOS. But you don't have to now because your son got them for you. That's berries.com and the code TMOS when you click on the microphone. Thank you, Sherry's Berries. And by the way, if you want to enter our show. Thanks, Mom. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. We appreciate it. She's not going to know what to do with that.
No.
If you want to enter our
Mike, she's Sherry's, busy making tater tots.
Yeah. If you want to enter our Sherry's Berries from Slacker Kids contest, post your entry on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page. Good luck, Slackers. We appreciate
done
that.
And done.
Well, I'm amazed we got any winner. We didn't talk about that at all.
We just did it on social media.
Yeah.
Was that the plan?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
And we have stacks and stacks.
Just so I'm clear, was this me not paying attention in the meetings, or was this
we mentioned it during the show that we were going to do this during the holiday season, so.
The Mother's Day season, and we have 4 more giveaways, so get in on it.
4 more.
I just like to make sure I know what's going on. You're listening to Wide Open Wednesday. Our phone lines are open right now. 888-920-6673. 888-920-6673. Let's go to the phones. And Rob from Green Bay, go Pack Go. Hi, Rob.
What's up, guys? Happy hump day.
Oh. Hump day, Wide Open Wednesday on the show. What can we do for you, Rob?
I was just calling to say I love the new app.
Thank you, Rob. Very kind.
Oscar,
of you.
I'm telling you, that's
Todd
fantastic
Moore
news.
Deserves most of the credit. Like, really, really, it's his programming. I am just the gatekeeper.
I bugged you about this app for the better part of a year, and it's just. Even with all that pestering, I didn't understand the gravity of how the app would be translating so well into our audience. That's also, yes, that too.
Yes, sure, of course.
Yes. I was not aware of how much work was going on. I thought it was easy, and I was just being an a-hole. Thank you.
If you move your mic to the left, you'll be able to get to your back easier for the padding.
That's wonderful. Well, Todd Moore, thank you very much. And are we supposed to have Todd on the show at some point?
I asked him. He's checking his calendar, Mike.
It's remember probably an electronic calendar.
Remember the days? Oh, yeah. You know,
we could get him day of sometimes.
Rob, day of.
Thank you. Thank
come
you
across
the
bridge, Todd. We need you.
Good calls on a Wide Open Wednesday. And no, we don't have to break right now. Let's just take a couple of minutes here.
Yeah, we've got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
Why are we going anywhere? We just came back. Yeah, we just came back.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Debbie comes along once in a while. I just, did you get up on the wrong side of the bed this
morning? No, I'm fine.
Okay, all right. You're not sleepy at all?
Was that a rough night?
Residual hangover from the weekend with Twitch?
No. That's gone.
Oh, you know what it is? He's getting a new AC system in.
That is today, and it's troubling.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the Spiewak household.
Good luck with all that. You know, I just, just trying to, we're running a little late as we always do on Wednesday. That's the way.
Let's give them some love. If they want more, we'll give them more.
Okay.
There's so many things I want to get to talk to you about. The fact is that I have been doing regular exercise again, just trying to get myself ready to have my
life awesome.
Go fully bionic, as I like to call it. What is that, Oscar? You have done a lot of biking around D.C.
Yes.
And a lot of exercising. The fact of the matter is, when you're out on the city streets of Washington, D.C., there is no expectation that someone won't be an a-hole in a car and brush by you. When you're in Cocoonville, where, you know, there are 4 streets and everyone is 90 years old, you have the belief that at 9 o'clock in the morning or at 9:30 or 10:30, you can take a walk facing traffic, as we are instructed to do.
Right. So you see it oncoming.
And you will not have I took a power walk the other day in my neighborhood. It was right after the show. I got done with the show. I hit the bricks and went out to get my mile in because that's all I'm doing with my left hip recovering and all that. And I'm taking a little power walk. And there was, I was so shocked by it. It was a late model white, like hybrid type car that flew by me. And I've never experienced in this neighborhood actually feeling the breeze of the car go by me.
Oh, that close, huh?
So fast. And you cannot, and when you're walking or you're jogging or you're biking and you go through that experience, you really can't do anything. You can't, you know, you can't run and chase them.
No,
you're powerless.
They're beyond, you're powerless, and you, well, you've biked a lot, Pony, yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. And it was stunning, and I'm just here to say that that's why today, after the show, I will be going to a gun store.
No.
Mike, spike strips, now, much more effective.
Let me ask you, strips, just yeah. throw them out there.
Yeah. It's the other 14 cars that are, you know, are completely innocent that might take offense.
What is it? Was it a kind of road where he could have done that sort of courtesy veer where he at least gives you some space when he
you
goes by
you?
You
guys have been down here. These roads, like everything in this community, it's a small community and everything kind of snakes around. So it's not exactly a no-brainer when you meet somebody on one of these curves. You have to take it a little slow,
right?
Or you're, you know, you're gonna maybe be in trouble.
So
yes,
one thing I do in DC, well, when I'm running, not when I'm biking, but you're running, right? Or you're walking.
I'm walking.
Okay, so if you're walking,
I haven't run since 1979.
I run, and I guess you could walk. And I make a point of it on the opposite side of traffic, so I see traffic coming at me.
Well, he said that's what he does.
Yeah, I get that. But ideally, if you see traffic coming at you, even on a curb, like, and this is the way my mentality
this
works.
This traffic was coming from behind me, and it was on a curve, and you gotta slow down to hug the curb, or you can shoot through the S turn, and if you're gonna do that, you're impugning, you're infringing on my side of the street.
That's
is
there
what
a
happened
sidewalk
with this asshat? There's no sidewalk.
Oh,
we're too poor.
Man.
We are too poor for that. Let's take one call, then we're going to go to break.
Brutal.
Bryant, Reston, Virginia. Bryant, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. This will probably be the last call for Wide Open Wednesday, and thank you for all the phone calls this
good
morning.
Stuff.
Go ahead, Bryant.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It's going great. I was almost killed.
Hey, listen. Sorry. Hey, I've been listening to you guys since the WGFK days, and I've been using, oh, by the way, I called in using the app.
Good
thank
man.
You.
Good man.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
It's awesome. I was drinking water and saying that at the same time.
And I took this commuter bus from Leesburg to D.C., which is brutal, so I've been listening to you guys, you know, on that bus constantly. And, you know, I have to say, for the last couple of years, you know, Mike, hearing you go through your, you know, hip pain and everything else, you sound great. And, you know, the last, you know, couple of months I've heard you.
Thank you.
Funniest episodes I've heard almost ever. I mean, the Lewis Black voice was getting me going so good yesterday. It was awesome.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. And I just got an idea when he talked about this, okay? This is it. Rob?
Yes.
All I have to do is plant this in Rob's head, and we'll have copy for it. Morgan Freeman talks about time travel. The Mike O'Mara Show app. The Mike O'Mara Show app makes time stop. It makes time go faster.
Love it.
If you're on the subway, if you're doing anything, it's the reason I like to listen to our show when I take a power walk, and then why I love my little wireless.
Oh, I have
earbuds.
Every direction I can go with this. I love
because
this.
It's time. We can move time. Time travel. Time travel with the Mike O'Mara Show app. Time.
You can pause time.
Time stands till. Time. That's fantastic.
I love it.
And that was Bryant and Reston that did that on his commute with those wonderful words. Thank you to everybody. Thanks for a wonderful Wide Open Wednesday. It has completely turned around from a show I used to dread to a show that I love.
You delighted in it.
Yes. It's phenomenal. And you going to be with me for the rest of the show?
I got to go.
Just checking.
Got to go.
Okay. We're here for a few more minutes. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hey, Rob, you graduated with honors, and I'm swamped with finals. Can you help me with my homework?
You bet, Ashley. What's up?
Find the integral of e to the negative x squared.
Ah, the integral of e to... Well, with the e and the... Well, negative is going to be if you have a number line. Negative with integral... What you got to do is a number...
I think I'll just order the book through Amazon.
Well, if you think that's best.
If you need anything... even help with homework. Be sure to click the Amazon tab through our website at michaelmarishow.com.
I'm more of an English guy.
That's a little acting.
Yeah.
A little playlet.
Theater.
A little playlet. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our good friends at Cornerstone First Financial. If you're even thinking about buying a house, listen up. Rates are still low. Inventory is low. So fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want. We know these people. Oscar got a mortgage
from
Cornerstone First Financial. They'll be able to get you through the financial process as easy. They'll do it for you at the best rate. Thanks to current rates, right now is a great time to buy. Buying makes sense, but what if you're not sure? Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy, and once you're ready, they'll get you there fast. Not only are you guys at Cornerstone, we love them, they're the best at getting you financed, they're also our office mates here at the TMOS studios. Mm-hmm. They handled Oscar's mortgage and they treated him like a king. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. You mentioned the name of this show at Cornerstone Financial. It's going to be like you're a personal friend, and they're going to treat you as such. Mention TMOS. Receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS. Or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
Good guys. Woo! Very good guys.
Great dog, too.
Go Tanner.
Yeah,
Tanner's the best.
Dog in studio.
Tanner had a cone on his head one time. Right?
At one point,
he's healthy
yeah.
now. He's healthy.
100%.
Better.
Remember that. I thought it'd be fun to, with Donald Trump's recent comments suggesting his knowledge of the Civil War is a little shaky, it would be fun to share with you the top things you probably didn't know about the Civil War.
Okay, cool.
I study this. I studied it at a college level. And, I know some of this, but some of this I don't.
I have a theory about history people, like especially American history teachers. And I've been through it, you know, at the high school and college level. They all love the Civil War so much that oftentimes right. they divide history. American history is up to the Civil War and since the Civil War. So if you take it up to the Civil War, the teachers get to the Civil War as fast as they can so they can talk about it. And right. if you take a class that starts at the Civil War, they hang out there forever. All the historians are crazy about the Civil War.
Well, living in the area we live in, which has a tremendous amount of Civil War history, mm-hmm. in Virginia, Manassas, where I lived for a long time, you had to get a couple of battles there. The thing about it, I've never understood, and I've always thought an alien coming down would say, what are you? I'm a Civil War buff.
Yeah, good luck explaining that.
I'm a murderer. I'm a shooting people in the head buff. Do you understand?
Yeah,
it's
I do.
It's like I'm right reenacting. It's like, okay, this is the bloodiest thing that happened. Let's redo it. It was so special. Let's reenact it. Now, if I got a Civil War reenactor here, you'd hear the spiel.
Sure.
You know, where it's not that. What it is honoring the people. No, it's you like to put the uniforms on and play army. That's what you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a lot of you come through, but I've always had an issue. There are people I know that are fascinated by it. And, if you put it in terms of, if you don't repeat history, you'll be fine. But I think people don't, this is where the battle was. This is where 10,000 people died. It just, that always kind of weirds me out.
What weirds me out is the people that do it and choose to be on the losing side. That's even weirdest, I think.
Yeah,
right?
There seems to be a lot of people that like to gravitate towards that side.
Do they think maybe if the reenactment goes particularly well, it's going to come out different?
Mike, I've had roots in Manassas for some time now.
Sure.
And you remember when the heat wave struck Manassas in the battlefield, they had to cancel the reenactment?
Oh, it was too hot, yeah.
Because they have the wool suits.
Oh, my God. Do you know what I just realized?
What?
I really thought this was facts. I downloaded this morning before I did my show prep, and I did not read through it. I actually thought this was going to be facts about the Civil War.
Yeah.
This is prepared comedy shtick.
Oh, no.
Read them.
I have to get my... No, wait. Hold on. My laughter.
You got to read them now.
Oh, now. Now you got to do it.
These are the top things.
Here you go, Mike.
Hi. This is wild stuff. These are the top things you probably didn't know about the Civil War. It started over slavery, but quickly devolved into a battle over sideburns.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
The Ken Burns documentary about the Civil War lasted 4 days longer than the war itself.
That's kind of fun.
Oscar liked that one. Yeah,
that was pretty long.
A soldier's chance of surviving was 25%. So it's the same statistic as flying United. I'm sorry.
Now, I kind of like that
Oscar.
One.
Oscar he's loves crap stick more than anybody.
He does.
Because the other show he does, he doesn't
I'm lowbrow,
get this
Mike.
Ever.
I'm lowbrow.
It was the bloodiest conflict in American history until the East Coast, West Coast rap war. Yeah.
That was forced.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, the central Tupac. Argument that R. led R. to it was not about slavery. It was the Beatles versus the Stones.
Oh, I don't God. Even get it.
Wow.
Who writes this?
Even the actual Confederate soldiers didn't display as many Confederate flags as your modern redneck.
Now, Mike, that has the kernel of a good joke, but you'd need to localize it using the phrase Manassas.
Or you might be a redneck.
God. Yeah. This is a terrible lesbian joke I'm not going to share.
Don't read it.
Oh, don't do that.
Even Tell after burning to the... God. You know, even after burning to the ground, Atlanta was still in better shape than present-day Detroit.
Oh,
what are
God.
They doing
Whoa.
Here?
What website did you get this from?
This is...
Hate.com.
Yes!
What is it? What
Hate
was it?
Hate.com.
Hate.com.
It was the first active duty for then-Private John McCain.
Oh, this is a weird comedy list.
We're done. We're
weird.
Done with that. I can't stand that anymore. Yeah. Oh, God. No, don't go with it.
How do you attack?
Can I give you a lame Civil War joke as a capper?
Please.
Did you know that Abraham Lincoln was Jewish?
Really?
Yeah, they shot him in the temple.
That's the worst. God. How could you ever think that's okay?
That's it. You know, statute of limitations.
I'm sorry. Too soon. Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
Hey, Rob, you mentioned the interns. Intern update. Intern update. Tell me about the interns. What do we have going on?
We have a new intern that will be starting as soon as I believe, maybe a week out or so.
Within a week.
Yeah,
his name is Adam, and he bears a striking resemblance to Kylo Ren. Adam Driver from the show Girls.
Oh.
And he was...
eyeball him.
He was a...
in other words, your people.
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, he's a tall drink of water. And I think you're going to enjoy him. He was able to use the word lovely 5 times in his interview. Oh, that's
really?
Lovely. Yeah. And he wore a tie.
What school does he hail
Christopher
from?
Newport University.
Where's that?
That is in Newport News.
CNU.
Yeah, that's... Carrie went there for a little while, and so I know the neighborhood very well.
Yeah, liquor stores and gun stores.
Yeah, liquor stores, gun stores, and a great sandwich shop. And that's actually where
that's
I saw...
That's a new school. We've never gotten an intern from that college.
CNU.
He's a Manassas guy. That's how he knows the show, but he's a broadcasting major from CNU in Newport News.
The heart of Manassas.
Oh, that's good.
And you
like
know what? He actually a very impressive interview. I think he's going to be a good guy.
A longtime fan.
Yeah, big fan. Knows the show very, very well.
Are we still, is the door open for any other people to join us? We're chock-a-block with interns.
Yeah, we still have our standing invitations at Mason and American. I'm kind of surprised we haven't heard from Mason, so I'll wrestle those.
Is Mason where you spoke?
Mason is where I spoke to us.
Well, you really shouldn't be that surprising.
My reputation hasn't gotten down to Newport News yet.
Now, Mike, you know broadcasting majors are notoriously late to everything.
Sure.
Yes, so, that is the way it works.
Even when I ran the internship program at WHFS,
it
would always be late May, where everyone's like, hey.
What are you doing this summer?
You got any internships?
Yeah. Look, I love, don't get me wrong, I love getting our interns from American University. It's a lot of fun, and I like Mason people, but to have a new school that we've never had before, and it's just, there's something fresh about that.
I like it.
It's going to be very, very interesting, and I look forward to it. We love having the young folk. We love having the young folk come along.
He had a real positive energy. I like this kid.
Real quick, let me just get this off my chest, okay? You know, we said it for a little bit, but I wanted to let you know that... there's so many people in New England and in Boston that this whole Adam Jones story where they used a racial slur and threw peanuts at the guy, you know, there is a culture in Boston that they've got to be mindful of. The fact is that they were late to the party. I always talked about the fact that, You want to talk about riots down south when busing was an issue of busing kids to inner cities to go to school. In Boston, the city came apart at the seams.
Right.
Because, you know, show me, I can show you some South Boston Irish people that say some pretty nasty things, and you'd think you were down in Mississippi or something like that. My point is, just because it's a northern city, they are not immune from this kind of behavior. And they've got to be, and they've got to work harder. Boston, the Red Sox, Fenway Park, a terrible reputation with minorities. It's got a bad reputation. And I think they got to come down hard. And that means coming out with a new code of behavior for fan behavior so this kind of crap doesn't happen. And imagine, you get a player that comes in from another city. That's irrelevant. Think how the minority players on the team of the Red Sox feel about this. This is terrible for people. You want to talk about African-American participation in baseball, which is basically evaporating. This doesn't help that at all, and I think it really, really sucks. And so I hope that Boston can get their act together. And this is a city that's done great things with Boston Strong. I was up there that weekend after the bombing. I don't know why I get so close to these tragedies. I'm not looking for it, okay? I didn't want to be in Manhattan on 9/11. I didn't want to be up in Boston the Monday after this tragedy happened when the city was closed
down. One more tragedy and you're a man of interest. You're a person of interest.
We were listening on satellite. We were listening to CNN because I wanted to know exactly where this active shooting situation was when they were tracking Tsarnaev down and they caught him on our way into Boston. It was terrible. But you rallied, and you rallied behind each other with this, and it's a great city. My cousin Ben, who just called in a minute ago, he spent some time in that city, ran the Boston Marathon. Get this crap off your table. You got too many great leaders of history that came out of Boston that did a lot for civil rights. And this is a stain with you thick neck, And I'll tell you something. It's just a culture. There's just too much of this going on in
the
United
States.
Well, I like
your solution. Okay? I like your solution that you said. If you have hate speech at Fenway, lifetime ban.
Right.
And that's going to put it in order.
Listen, just because Cheeto Dip got elected president doesn't give you small-minded farts a chance to say things to minorities because, hey, he's our president now. That's crap, okay? The vast majority of people in that Trump administration don't feel that way. I mean that. They really don't feel that way. I think this legitimizing of racist behavior has got to stop, man. I mean, 2017, why the F are we still talking about this at this particular stage in time? I wish it would just go away, but we got to work at it.
Yeah.
We got to police it. If you're at a ball game and you see somebody doing it, I hope the Red Sox make it easier for a right-thinking American to call out some monster that's going to shout the N-word at a baseball game, and they can throw his ass out never to return. That's my piece. I just wanted to say it. I'm sorry. That's all. I wanted to get that off of my chest.
I think it's very valid. And
it's important.
The takeaway from that is that we have to work at it. I think a lot of us thought that when we saw things changing in a positive direction, that it would continue on that way. But it didn't. And we didn't work at it.
Still a lot.
Yeah.
Look, a lot of people talk about the civil rights movement. I don't think people really think, if you really think about it, it's just yesterday.
Oh, it's such a young struggle.
The grand scheme of things it is, and we have to pay attention. And I long for the day, I probably won't be alive, when it just doesn't matter. I thought we got better. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hello. I'm here to talk to you about the Oscar Santana National School of Broadcasting.
Ooh.
We here at Oscars and SOB are always looking for ways to help young broadcasters make their way in the cutthroat world of podcasting.
Bunch of jerks.
Today, we're showcasing one of our favorite broadcasting tools, the verbal crutch.
Ooh. Now, just for context, we really have to take into full context. You have zero context. Just a little context. some context. I had no context.
Give me other words to use.
As you can see, a successful broadcaster needs to be able to talk, but no one said anything about speaking. For more information on Oscars and SOB,
I'll take them all.
Look
people.
For our ads at MikeOMaraShow.com, and remember the school motto.
If I can get on the radio, anything's possible.
Yeah.
It's true. Just got to work hard.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Shout out from the mountaintops. If you buy something, say something.
Do it.
Have you heard the word? The word is Amazon. When you visit Amazon, do it through our website or our app, our brand new updated super fast app. Tell a friend, bookmark it for them. You know you need Amazon and we need you. It changes nothing for you, but it means the world to us when you shop through us. So when you're Amazoning, please access it via TMOS, people. Use the app, use the website, and most importantly, bookmark it. If you do that, you got it permanently. You don't have to worry about it. When you tell anyone who listens about the great deals you got and how you got them, spread the word. We appreciate that. And make sure you check out the great home and garden deals. They are right on the front page of our website. You're going to love it. And check it out. Amazon helps this show. You know that. And we will be glad if you can help us out.
News.
News.
ABC has entered the race to bring American Idol back to TV. And you'd think they'd have a leg up because they just brought Ryan Seacrest in to host Live with Kelly Ripa.
Sure.
But that's not exactly the case. It's because of Ryan's commitment to Live that it's likely he cannot host. ABC thought they could get Idol moved to New York to make it easier for him, but the producers said no. ABC wants the show to debut in March of next year, but this isn't anywhere near a done deal. NBC and Fox were recently bidding for the show, and it sounds like those negotiations aren't even entirely dead either. That's according to TMZ.
So I wonder who they will chase down for a host.
Ooh.
Maybe that Dinkelman, that guy. That
Dunkelman.
Dunkelman, whatever that guy is.
I don't think so.
Colbert stepped in it Monday night when he made what a lot of people are calling a homophobic joke about President Trump on Late Night. Colbert was ranting about Trump's treatment of Face the Nation host John Dickerson during an interview over the weekend, and he said Trump's mouth is basically just a holster for Vladimir Putin's. So he's getting crap. The internet exploded, and a Fire Colbert hashtag started trending. There were also calls to boycott his advertisers. Even websites like Vox and TMZ called him out. There's no word yet from Colbert or CBS, but as of last night, the clip was still on the Late Show Twitter feed. We will have to wait and see. He's over the top. More so than even I like to watch.
Yeah.
And you guys know where I come from on that. I just think it's a feeding frenzy, and I think that's because his ratings have skyrocketed since he's gone after,
I think he's opened the faucet all the way because when it was dripping, it was doing just fine, so why not go further?
Kind of weird. Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas is 125 years old.
Before you do Kirk Douglas, Mike, you really need to turn around and turn back because that's how Gorshin used to do it. When you turn away and then turn around and then you're Kirk
Douglas. Whose fries are these?
Kirk Douglas is a short order cook. Kirk Douglas and his wife Anne have been happily married for 63 years. Happily but not faithfully. And apparently, that's okay. God, why are they talking about this? You're both 98. Anne talks about Kirk's messing around in their new book, Kirk and Anne, Letters of Love, Laughter, and a Lifetime in Hollywood.
I want to have sex with Greta Garbo.
Would even good.
Anne says it was always cool with her because she was born in Germany. Quote, Kirk never tried to hide his dalliances from me. As a European, I understood it was unrealistic to expect total fidelity in a marriage. Is that, do you think, why Michael Douglas ended
sex
up having
addict.
This problem?
Sure, yeah.
It's not clear if Anne was playing the field too, but she also tells a story of how she ended up in a hotel room in Paris with a former lover who begged her not to go back to Kirk.
Oh.
Come back to me. So you cheated on you. I'm done with
Nobody
Marilyn Monroe.
Kirk Douglas. A new study ranked all 50 states from the most fun to the least fun based on 22 factors, including the number of attractions, weather, amusement parks, beaches, beer and wine prices, movie prices, concerts, theaters, and casinos.
Okay.
And based on all of that, the most fun state is Nevada.
Hey!
Whoa!
It is
pretty
fun.
Predictable.
Yeah.
But there are definitely some surprises filling out the rest of the top 10. Check them out. Here are the top 10 most fun cities. South Dakota.
Why?
Sturgis, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe casinos, maybe?
Loose murder laws, maybe?
I don't know. Colorado?
Yeah, that's fine.
I can
Both Dakotas got it. North Dakota. New York State.
Of course.
Is there.
Yeah, lots to do.
Wyoming. Now I'm starting to wonder what the deal is.
Wyoming?
Amusement parks? Beaches? Wyoming? What's wrong with this list?
They would have to be, like lake beaches, right? It's landlocked, isn't it?
Oregon? That's a beautiful state.
Yeah.
Louisiana, that's where we're going,
yeah.
baby. Louisiana.
Woo! Made the list.
Montana, big sky country. I've always wanted to visit there.
Mm-hmm.
And Hawaii. Now, that
of
makes
course.
Sense.
Yeah.
There you go. Here are the 10 least fun states. Mississippi.
Oh, dear.
West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia.
Alabama, Kentucky, Arkansas, Indiana, Kansas, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia.
Oh, daggers.
Man. Only Virginia. So many whippets you can make.
Hey, but you know what? A lot of those states are connected. That's sort of an unfun Mike. Region.
Wow.
Starbucks killed it with their bright pink and blue unicorn frappuccinos. And since then, other bright colored secret menu drinks like the dragon and mermaid frappuccinos have gotten lots of love on social media. Well, Starbucks' newest limited edition drink ends that trend. Instead of bright colors, it's poop brown. The midnight mint. The midnight mint mocha frappuccino just went on sale for a limited time. It's made out of coffee, extra dark chocolate, and mint sugar crystals, and it is whipped cream in the middle on top. In other words, it's made for taste and caffeine, not Instagram. Maybe it looks just like coffee!
Well, if it has whipped cream in the middle, it would look like an Oreo.
Yeah, but the fact is it's brown. That's where the coffee, sell the coffee there.
Brown. Know? Very yeah. popular in Vienna.
Yeah, very brown. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now a little something, something. A prank making the rounds on social media is catching the attention of the Denver Police Department as officers are investigating after a teen made waves at a local sporting goods store on Saturday. Police said the apparent prank targeted the Stapleton Bass Pro Shops and its famous aquarium full of fish.
Hmm?
I've taken my kid to the Bass Pro Shops. He loves to look at the fish.
Is it a massive aquarium?
It's a massive aquarium.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
It's kind of stupid, one customer said. Why would you jump in? The latest in a series of pranks that have gone viral online encourage kids to do this. Jump into aquariums from an upper bridge in the Bass Pro Shops franchise. The customer says you should have the level of mental development to understand, hey, this is not a good idea. That's another customer that said that.
Sure.
A teen jumped into the location's tank over the weekend and injured his head, according to police.
That's sad.
A store employee said he saw another teen taking video of the daring jump and that the suspect cracked his skull on the rocks. And in this particular case, cracking your skull, good thing. Lighten up, people. All right, I'm glad he hit his head. Maybe that'll teach him. That'll fix him.
That'll fight out of him.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, you want to play a little word association?
I sure do.
Sun.
Dial.
You know, maybe this is a bad idea. I just want to remind everybody that we are on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. So please tune in spite of my assistant, Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Do you love your mom? Sure you do. So let her know how much you love her. Send her Sherry's Berries. They are the best. Mother's Day is coming up. Sherry's Berries is offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. Right now, you can double the berries, doppel them for just $10 more. Pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you have never seen anything like this. Sherry's Berries are huge, sweet, juicy strawberries covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, white milk, dark chocolatey goodness. Sherry's Berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mom's face. And this is a go-to. Was a go-to
the best
for me for years. Dan O'Brien, deal with that caller. Thank you. Appreciate it. Why not surprise her at the office? The only way to get this amazing Berries deal starting at just $19.99 is to visit berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's BERRIES.com. And the code TMOS when you click the mic. This amazing deal won't last long, and Mother's Day is right around the corner, so be sure and order now, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, on Radio 101 Day at the Mike O'Mara Show, let's go to the audio vault with Rob Spiewak.
This is an award I love to hand out on occasion, and today this is a tall gold trophy, Mike. It is the Mike O'Mara Show 911 Call of the Week, okay. In which the Cleveland dispatcher maybe was pulling a double shift. She answers, falls asleep, snores, and then answers the same call again. It's very brief. It's just a short power nap, but this is a real 911 call.
Cleveland 911, what is your emergency? Do you need police, fire, EMS?
And then she answers again. So really, if you want to know that you're in good hands, move to Cleveland.
Jesus, that's scary.
Isn't that horrifying?
If something really is going down, there's a burglar in the house.
I know.
Somebody's sacking out. I mean, I would imagine that's a pretty nasty, boring job, though, because you have hours that go by with nothing really happening.
I'm jealous that they could fall asleep that fast. So yes. Nice.
Larry King. Sounds like the Larry King show.
Would you mind rephrasing that?
Rephrase that.
Mike, Jack Reed, The Search for Justice. Our listeners came
Grease
through.
Grease Man's TV show.
It's the Grease Man made-for-TV movie with Brian Dennehy, in which Brian Dennehy played Jack Reed. In this clip, the Grease Man plays a biker who cuts in line in front of Brian Dennehy to buy beer.
Okay,
so this is classic Grease Man acting, not on the radio, but on TV.
Hey, man, let me cut in here. I just got this one thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's party time. Sport.
You mind if I get with my bro here?
Right, come on, fellas. Now, this is the line, huh? How much?
It's $39.95.
Outrageous. Three cases of beer?
Hey, fellas, could you pick up the nuts?
We're busy. Come on, I get a nickel back. I gave you $2.20.
Actually, you owe me $2.84 more for the tax.
Tax? I don't pay tax. It's against my principle.
It's still the grease.
It is. I'm not going to pay full price for a rip box. Come on, I get a nickel back. I gave you $2.20.
Yeah.
Come on!
What happens in the movie, though, is he continues to harass the checker, and guess who gives him his comeuppance?
Brian Dennehy kicks his ass.
Jack Reed kicks his ass.
It's a
great movie.
He's 5'4".
Where did you find that again?
A listener sent me a YouTube clip.
Awesome. Yeah, I look for it.
Jack Reed.
This
might win the award for the most links to one thing ever sent to me. There is a YouTube channel called Palette Swap Ninja, and apparently they've been working on this for years. They took the entire album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles, rewrote every song to tell the story of Star Wars. And here's the most amazing thing. It doesn't suck. Mike, give this 25 seconds because this is pretty great. Just to the hook. The rebels made a daring move. They got some data in their hands. Princess Leia's stolen Death Star plans. Princess Leia's stolen Death Star plans. And they actually worked the Star Wars music into it. Mike, I only asked you for 25 seconds. That's all I'm going to give you. But there is a segment of our population that's going to love that.
Promotion.
Star and the Beatles as well. They really, really do. They're but it matches popular. It matches the album note for note, so you can hear the entire story in 39 minutes. I recommend it highly. Now,
39 minutes? You have to sit and listen to that?
Well, that's the length of Sgt. Pepper's. That's the length of the album, I believe.
Like the whole album.
Yeah.
Do they break it up, or is it like 39 minutes?
No, it is. Every song is individual parts of the story, and it goes through the entire movie. It's really great. I'm so sorry. I really am.
Glad you enjoyed that.
Well, I mean, it's like they said, hey, let's do something that... It's the Beatles and Star Wars. I mean,
I know.
All right.
I know.
Here's something that you. Here's another something you might not care for. Chris Rock was on The Tonight Show and told a great story about meeting First Lady Michelle Obama at the tail end of the administration. This is very great.
Michelle Obama's like, I don't know what we're going to do. This is such a crazy time. And I go, you'll be all right.
Chris Rock
said that. I said that to Michelle. I said, you'll be all right.
To the First Lady.
And then I said, you know, you get any kind of job you want. I mean, The View, you know, The Housewives of Atlanta. And she goes, and Michelle Obama looks at me and is like, I was talking about the country. I wasn't talking about me.
The Housewives of Atlanta.
I was talking about the country. And I never felt so stupid in my life. It's like my GED flared up. You know?
I love it. I thought it was
so
great.
That's amazing.
YouTube, this band, of course, Metallica, has the song For Whom the Bell Tolls. How great is it if they play it just on bells? This is an example again to me of a great melody being good in any format. But it's not very heavy metal-y anymore.
Yep.
Not a fan?
It's fine.
Oh, come on.
It's a fine audio vault today. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I like the Chris Rock.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you like the Chris Rock. You liked Grease Man.
Yeah, Grease Man was cool.
Okay,
that was solid.
All right,
yeah,
and
that was wonderful.
And as we close,
oh, here we go.
All right,
I'm really sorry.
The big swing.
I'm really
the
sorry. The swing. Star Wars takes the win, and then the other thing is just like okay.
But yeah. You gotta
I'm
know.
Sorry, I don't.
The Star Wars is trending internationally.
I'm not being professional. I'm reminiscing you. I should stop that.
No,
but
it was
ridiculous.
Trending internationally.
Stop it, be a professional. Be a professional. Be a professional.
I know what
was
cheer
the
you
caller,
up.
And then you know,
I know
just,
the caller.
The last third of the show just says, you know, somebody took a dump on it.
No.
It happens once in a while.
Yeah,
you know?
Pony.
Yeah,
it's the caller. Yes. You know, Oscar says the caller's from Spain, so I pick up the line and some dick.
Yeah, some dick.
And then you know, come on, what about you?
This will cheer you up.
I ruin things.
Brand new health food for fast food.
Taco Bell will begin selling so-called naked chicken chips. Naked chicken chips. It's not my fault they named a food naked chicken chips. And what they are triangular pieces of chicken that are dipped in nacho cheese sauce, and if you eat them, they'll be the only naked thing you'll get to enjoy.
That's your That's magic audio one. Vault. Have a great like Wednesday. That. Hello to everyone in Spain.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Michael Berry Show. Our thanks for all the great calls. We do
they
appreciate
were good.
That. For Robin, Oscar, and Tony, thank you. Bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MichaelBerryShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MichaelMeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Michael Mera, Radio Entertainment.